The number you've called is not recognised.
Oh yeah, I saw it. Great title.
Vestana, first day Chalamoid, Sukkos, Habacha Benji Mervis. Can you fall asleep during a drosha on Sukkos?
Brishis Lelam here, Rabbi Meiri. So when it comes to Sukkos, we're obligated to make our sukkah our primary place of residence. We need to live in our sukkah. And therefore, certain activities we're required to perform in the sukkah, such as sleeping. One must sleep in their sukkah. And whilst there are heterim, which we rely on, which allow us to remain in the comforts of our bedroom, in Eretz Yisrael, where the weather is very, very fine now, one should really be sleeping in their sukkah.
It was raining.
Sorry?
It was raining.
Ah, that's a shame. One should really be sleeping in their sukkah. And in practical terms, something to think about, which is if you... I'm sure it's not a common occurrence, but you sit down to listen to a drasha, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and all the tiredness of Yom HaNoraim, the Slicha season, and preparing for Yom Tov kicks in, and in a few minutes you're flat out. So it's not so simple. You really should be reserving your sleep for the sukkah. Perhaps there is a situation in which this is okay. Something to think about for the duration of my drasha. So the sukkah I'd like to involve you in is the Gemara Chaf Vav Amud Aleph in Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara goes through the types of sleep which are impermissible. And the Gemara says that whilst Achilas Arai, and you have to see the Gemara earlier for what Achilas Arai is, whilst Achilas Arai is mutter outside the sukkah, Shinas Arai is nevertheless osa. So there's Shinas Keva, there's Shinas Arai. The Gemara at this point doesn't really give an identifying property of either. But for now, I think it's enough to say that Shinas Keva is something you'd associate more with going to bed for the night, proper sleep. And Shinas Arai is something like a nap. So the Gemara says, what is the reason that Shinas Arai is osa outside the sukkah? So the Gemara says, Om Ravashi, Gezeira Shema Yirdam, perhaps you'll go for a light nap. And this will develop into Shinas Keva. Therefore, since the Issa really begins at Shinas Keva, but we're worried, we're concerned that if you start off with Shinas Arai, this is going to develop into Shinas Keva. Chazal said, already then, Shinas Arai is Osa. So Gemara has a question. It says that if this Gezer is true, if this is a viable Chashash, then you should find this elsewhere. We should find this by Tefillin. When it comes to Tefillin, there's a Issa of sleeping Shinas Keva with one's Tefillin on. This is because when one is in a state of Keva, and here we start understanding what the Gemara means when it says Shinas Keva, Shinas Arai. When one is in a state of Shinas Keva, he's totally unaware of what's going on. He's not in control of his bodily functions, and he may come to compromise his gufnoki status, which is an absolute necessity whilst wearing your tefillin. So therefore, Shinas Keva is out. Now the Gemara asks, Shinas Arai, the Brisa tells us, Shinas Arai is mutter. But if you're going to tell me in Sukkah there's a chashash that Shinas Arai can lead to Keva, then you should, likewise by tefillin, we should be chushish that Shinas Arai is going to lead to Keva, but Shinas Arai is mutter by tefillin, so what's going on? So says the Gemara, it's a bit of Shakla Vataria, and the Gemara finally gets to Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Elo Omer Rabba Bar Barachana Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bemaniach Roshu Ben Birkov. The Kimta of the Brice of tefillin, and this will likewise be by Sukkah, that where is it mutter to have Shinas Arai, to sleep Shinas Arai with one's tefillin on and outside the sukkah? That's when it's Rosh HaBin Birkov, which literally means one's head is between his knees. I think it means your head is resting on your hands, which are in turn resting on their knees. And therefore, in such a situation, you will remain in a state of Shinas Arai. You're not going to develop into a state of Shinas Keva whatsoever. And therefore, there's no chashash by tefillin and by sukkah. That's Shetus Rav Yochanan. Then the Gemara continues and says, Rova Omar ein keva l'sheino. There's no fixed sleep whatsoever. Machlokes Rishonim, what Rova holds by tefillin, but by sukkah, Rova holds that There's no distinction between arai and keva. They're both osa. What is the reason for this? This is because you go to sleep to achieve rest, to feel refreshed when you wake up. And you can achieve this even in a shinas arai. You can have a power nap, and that you'll wake up totally refreshed, carry on your day. There's a big Talmud Chacham who learns in a base medrash in yeshiva, and his day starts well before us. And when we have started morning seder, he's already halfway through his morning. And he takes a break. What does he do? He lies down on the bench for maximum 3 minutes. And he wakes up, and he's totally fine, carries on his day. And that's that level. He achieves what you'd hope to achieve in a sleep. He does it in a shinas arai. So therefore, says Rava, since you can achieve it in shinas arai is also when it comes to sukkah. And the Lashon of the Rishonim, they all share the same Lashon. They all say that she'eino ela menamnim me'at v'dayo bekach. You'll doze off, you'll have a little bit of a doze, v'dayo bekach, and you'll feel totally refreshed. And therefore, shinas arai itself is out when it comes to sukkah. And we pass in like Rava. We pass in there's no sleep which is permissible outside the sukkah. There's Gemara and Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that the participants of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they were so busy with the day that they didn't sleep. They didn't experience sleep. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, kasho yinu simcha b'simchas beis hashoeva, lo yirinu sheinu b'einenu. We didn't sleep. And the Gemara says, well, what was your schedule? Very intense, davening korbanos, learning, simchas beis hashoeva. And this went on for 3 days. The Gemara says this went on for 3 days. You can't go 3 days without sleeping. It's not possible. So much so that if someone makes a shavua, a neda, that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, it's just not chal. His words have no effect. So answer the Gemara, no, el hochika omar, loy toam nu tam shena. We didn't taste sleep. We didn't taste sleep. To have a menamnami, again, this lashon of nimna, to have a menamnami akasva de hadadi, we dozed off upon the shoulders of one another. We're paskin like Rava. No sleep is permissible outside the sukkah. What did Rashi tell us? Because you'll doze for a bit and you'll achieve sleep. And here we have a Gemara telling us that, no, we didn't sleep. What did we do? We dozed off, and that it must have kept them going, right? It was 3 days without sleep. This was the only sleep they had. It must have kept them going. So what's going on? They slept outside. It's mashma from the sukkah that they weren't in the sukkah, and they slept outside the sukkah. What's going on? So if we come back to the Gemara Chafov Amud Aleph for a bit, the Gemara gets more involved with tefillin, brings three brises, legabe tefillin, which contradict each other, and the Gemara reconciles them. And then the Gemara says, v'kama shinas arai. How much? Give me a quantity. How much is shinas arai? Tani Ram Vari Chesgul, kadei hiluch meo amo. The amount of time it takes to walk meo amo, which is not a lot of time, I think, depending on what you hold exactly an amo is. It's either just less than a minute, or it's just above a minute. It's not a lot of time at all. But when I learned this Gemara, I didn't understand. You're giving me a shear for arai. We're in tefillin now, so we're going with Rabbi Yochanan. We're passing like Rabbi Yochanan. That for tefillin, all that's necessary is that you guarantee that you won't develop into keva. So therefore, if you can remain in a state of sleep, that's all we care about. Rosh bin Birkov keeps you in a state of arai. So I don't care how long I'm sleeping for. Sleep, you can have a long sleep, a long shluff, as long as it's arai. That doesn't make a difference. What's the Gemara now giving me a shear for? Where's this shear relevant? So if you look in the Rambam makes no mention of this shir. The Rambam, all he says is, Shinas Arai is mutter with one's tefillin on. In what case? Rosh ben Birkov. If you're in an uncomfortable position, you're not going to get into Shinas Keva anytime soon. That's permissible. He doesn't mention this shir. And the Beis Yosef, he speaks this out in the Rambam. He says, it must be that the Rambam holds as a machloek is going on this, in the Gemara. We've got Rabbi Yochanan who holds that Shinas Arai is a state of sleep. And you've got Tony Roman Bar Yechezkel, which tells us that no, sleep is this arai can be dictated by an amount of time which is sleeping, and he's coming to give another pshat on these brises, which the Gemara has difficulty understanding. Difficulty is, you look in the Poskim, you look in the Magen Avraham and others in Tefillin, they speak out that you're required to sleep Rosh ben Birkov, because if you're going to sleep with your Tefillin on, it's got to be Rosh ben Birkov. But then they bring this shir. They say the shir for Shinas Arai is Kadei Hiluch Meo Amo. So they somehow have an understanding, they have a way of integrating the shir with the sugi of Tefillin, where L'chair, it's all about state, not how long one's sleeping for. And even more difficult to understand is the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Prima Godim, in Sukkah, where we pass an Ein Kevel Hashena, we pass there's no sleep permissible outside the Sukkah. And the Prima Godim seems to say that, yeah, so the Shia of Shinas Arai is, when it comes to Tefillin, is Kedei Hiluch Me'o'amo. And the same, so too, this applies by Sukkah. By Sukkah, this applies. It's difficult enough trying to understand how this comes into Tefillin. Now you're telling me that Sukkah, where no sleep is permissible, this Shia also has, there's relevance, this Shia has relevance in the Sugya of Sukkah. What's going on? So, if we look at the Rambam again, this time with the help of the Kesef Mishnah, he has another way of understanding the Rambam. When the Rambam tells us that Shinas Ara is permitted whilst wearing tefillin, he tells us Rosh Bin Birkel, because that is practically all we need to know. All we need to know is that if you're going to sleep with tefillin on, it has to be in this position, and this will guarantee you remain at a state of Ara. How does Rosh Bin Birkel achieve this? How does it keep you at Ara? That's Ron Gary Cheskel. He's telling you the workings behind the scenes. He's telling you, what is Rosh Bin Birkel achieving? It means you will never be sleeping long enough to develop Shinas Keva. Meaning, essentially, you're Rosh Bin Birkel, you'll wake up every minute and a bit. So you'll never sleep for a continuous stretch of time which will get you into Shinas Keva. You'll only ever experience Shinas Ara. But for practical purposes, all we need to know is Rosh Bin Birkel. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention it. But there's no actually, because it's all one shitter. Rava agrees to Rav Yochanan and Tefillin, and Ron Gary Cheskel is showing us the workings, background information. So now we're one step closer. We now understand there's room, there's a mockum for this in Tefillin. Now can we go further and say this applies to Sukkah? So if we look at when Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Godim, the answer perhaps lies there. He says in Ari, the Shulchan says that whilst you have to eat and sleep in the Sukkah, and says, if any Shinim chutz la Sukkah, afilu Shinas Ari. Shinas Ari is impermissible outside the Sukkah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, to put on him, de sagile le inish behachi, behavale keva, which is rather, perhaps you will feel refreshed after an Ari sleep, and that's light keva. But Ein Sim Mem Dalad, which is similar to finish, Hushir Hiluch Meo Amo, and he's quoting the Prima Godim here. Habot Sir Mehochi, less than this amount, Af Ari Loi Havi. Less than this amount, which the amount which is prescribed by Rambam Bar Yecheskel, is not even Shinas Ari. So what is it? It's not Shina Bechlal. You've not slept. So we just need to tweak our understanding of the Gemara. When the Gemara asks for Kama Shinas Arai and gives us a Shir, it doesn't mean like Achila, what's the maximum Achila one can get away with outside the Sukkah. It means something else. It means, at what point do you enter the realm of Arai, for which Tefillin will be fine as long as Rosh Bin Birkel and Sukkah, you're going to have a problem because Shinas Arai is impermissible. So now with this understanding, there's a bit before that. There's a lapse of time which isn't even considered Shinas Arai. You've not slept, halachically you have not slept. And therefore, when Rava says his din of Ein Kevel Hashena, and that this means you can achieve sleep, that's only as much as you've slept, and that will begin at Shinas Arai. But before that, it's not sleep at all. There's no way it's going to be Daya Bekach. You won't achieve sleep, Bechla. Therefore, I think this is perhaps a teretz for the Gemara and Gimel, because what does the Gemara say? I think it fits beautifully with the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Loi ta'amenu ta'am Shena. We didn't taste sleep, Bechla. Why? Because they literally didn't sleep. They had a momentary lapse of unconsciousness. A few seconds, their eyes were closed. They achieved a breather. They basically got a breather. If you ask them, you said, you know, this was like 3 days they hadn't slept properly. After one of these snoozes, you ask them, how are you feeling? Is it? Is it really Dayo Bekach? They probably said no, but we can survive now. We had a breather. We caught our breath. And we can keep going. And therefore, I think perhaps this is a Peshat, and I did find this in the Haggah on Mikroi Kodesh. He quotes this. He brings this Prima Godim, and he brings this as a Peshat to answer up the Gemara on Nun Gimel. So just to recap, if I may, we had a sugya which we passed like Rava Ein Kevel Hashena. We have a Gemara which seems to say that they did sleep outside the sukkah, and we've answered that up by saying that Rava's din is only in as much as you halachically qualified for sleeping. If you somehow manage to make sure that you sleep less than this amount, I don't know how you're going to do that. But if you manage that, then it's not sleeping bichlal. I think that's a good shot in the sugya.